Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the host and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and, of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And, by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
I could try it.
Well, hello, everybody. Once again, it's the morning after. I am Granny Hulkster hosting the show this morning. And joining me, as always, is Rat Boy. How you doing, Rat Boy?
I'm doing good today because it's nice and beautiful here. And I heard that the storm is coming your way. You know,
we're going to be getting the after effects from Hurricane Laura, it looks like. So, prayers for all that's being affected down on the coast. So,
Yeah, there's hardly news out today, but I tell you what, there's one news that I want to touch on today. It's Shannon DeVille. She's still getting threat notes.
Never mind. That's not good.
From her stalker. And
they were
trying to kidnap her, planning on kidnapping her for 8 months. They're leaving messages on her phone and all this other stuff. And plus, also, he had threatened, the same stalker had threatened Mandy Rose as well.
Wow.
All right. And this guy, it's Phyllis Thomas II. That's his name.
Wow. I just saw a post from one of my friends on Facebook this morning that actually lives in Louisiana, and I guess they're having to evacuate. I guess she works like at a assisted living facility or nursing home or something down there.
Yeah.
And they're having to evacuate everybody because of the hurricane being in their path. So, prayers and safety for Nicole and her coworkers and staff and all the residents and everything like that. So this is one. I was watching the weather this morning. This is one major storm, it looks like.
I know I saw two big storms coming up. One that you mentioned, and there's another one. I think it's down by Cuba right now. I'm not sure. It's coming up this way, but they don't know which way it's going.
I know Brady's on vacation this week, so I hope he's having a nice vacation. So.
Yeah, and to everybody, tune in to TNT tonight. You know, you ain't gonna watch. AEW is all not about basketball tonight. But it will be on tomorrow night. AEW will be on tomorrow night.
Okay.
I checked that out.
And of course, tomorrow night we have WCW Retro at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Old school matches, dream matches. I think it's going to be open forum tomorrow night from what Stro was saying last night on In the Room. In the Room had a pretty good show last night. Of course, you know, Friday night at midnight Eastern time, you know, the Stro Zone. And the movie is going to be the original Godzilla, King of the Monsters. So that's going to be an awesome, awesome movie.
Wow. They're an old one.
Yeah, that's the original Godzilla, King of the Monsters. So, you know, Stroh's so amazing. I mean, he's such an amazing guy in everything that he does.
I know. He's a nice guy. I'd like to get him back up here to Jersey. So next time I hear a convention coming up, I'm going to ask Stroh, come on now. You got to do this convention with us. You know, he's got to come back to Jersey. But
who knows? Maybe Granny will have to, if you do some sort of convention, maybe Granny will have to be a part of that, Rat Boy.
Yeah, why not?
I've never been to New Jersey.
No? That's right. You're in the middle of the USA. We're on the East Coast.
Yeah,
you know, we're on the tail end.
Well, you know, and I don't know if you heard this or not last night, but when I was talking on in the room, you know, I told you, you know, I called you during when I was at my convention. I called you a couple of times, and Armin's official visitor was from Lodi, New Jersey. He used to be mayor up there for 6 years. He was a mayor and a city councilman in Lodi.
Yeah, like Long Island.
Yep.
Long Island, New Jersey. So, I know right where I is, too.
Yeah, but he lived in Lodi. He lived in Lodi is where he's from.
Okay.
Yeah, so but L-O-D-I, last night, I think. Lodi, I think it's how he pronounced it. So
something like that. But last night in the room with Brady Hicks, everybody's got to check that out. But we did have a good time last night.
Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah.
And plus, I did go off last night for some reason. Because I got that little ticking time bomb in my head. I'm ready. I'm ready to go back one more time in the ring. One more time.
Oh, wow.
One more time. That's all I want. The feel of it one more time.
Oh.
That's all I want to do.
Let me bring Stroh on really quick with it. Well, good morning, Stroh. How are you, my friend? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Great to be with you all. How are you all doing on this lovely day?
Well, we're fixing to get hit by some of the after effects from Hurricane Laura, it looks like, tomorrow.
Oh, I'm praying for you guys. Oof.
Well, they're talking anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of rain in places and gusty winds and I was telling Rat Boy, I have a friend who lives in Louisiana. She works for like a nursing home or assisted living facility or something. And they're having to evacuate all the residents from there because the hurricane is right in their pathway, I guess.
Wow.
So she posted something on Facebook this morning saying that they were all going to have to evacuate and get them to safety.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about loading them up on four buses and hauling them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that Sparky I hear in the background?
Yeah, sure is. Sparky, come here, Sparky.
Hello, Sparky.
Sparky
hello,
says hello, everybody.
Oh,
my goodness.
Sparky's saying hello.
I was telling Granny Hoaxster, okay, next time we have a convention here in New Jersey, I want you to come up for it.
That would be great. Yeah, it'd be great to get back up that way.
Yeah,
and I told him that Granny might just have to pop in, too, just for the heck of it.
Because she knows in New Jersey.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Hello, Sparky. Such a sweet fur baby you are.
Oh, yeah.
Granny would like to meet you, Sparky. I love fur babies.
Sparky, you would like to meet Granny, wouldn't you? Yeah, sure would.
Well, there's probably no news here, you know, for today.
Yeah, it's kind of a quiet day, Stroh. I mean, no news to talk about. So why don't you go ahead and plug what you...
Yeah, NXT's tonight, right?
Yeah.
I guess they're going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope the champ is all right. He had that shoulder injury. Did you hear about that?
No.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he won the title, but he got hurt. He separated his shoulder during the match. So, but according to him on this, I guess Twitter, what have you, he's not going to miss a lot of time. So, which is a good thing. So maybe it wasn't as bad as they thought.
Well, why don't you go ahead and plug what you want to plug, Stro, while we're just sitting here? Because I said there's not a lot to talk about apparently today, not much news to talk about.
No.
Well, WCW Retro is tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and once again, it'll be open forum night. Since the last few weeks, I've been very successful with the open forum format. We had a lot of surprise guests. A couple weeks ago, we had David Arquette and Tim Horner call in. And this past week, we had an independent wrestling star, L.A. Tank, call in as well. So who knows who's going to call in tomorrow night on WCW Retro. It should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, Friday night's Throw Zone, the Facebook, facebook.com/throwthemaestro, at midnight Eastern Standard Time, with this Friday night's feature being the original Godzilla, King of the Monsters. So please tune in if you can.
Gonna be a good one.
And you know what? Tomorrow night I might have to call in to do the Stroh show and call somebody out.
All right.
Who are you gonna call out, Rat Boy?
Somebody mentioned my name that I should be voted off first, but I think I'm going to get him voted off first. Dear old Malcolm Wildman.
Oh, boy, that should be interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
If he wants to start his stuff up again, let him, because I'm ready for him.
Oh, my goodness.
Is Granny gonna have to play referee between you and Malcolm?
You might, because you don't know what Malcolm done to me.
No, I don't have any idea what Malcolm did to you.
Yeah, he called an FBI on me. I had the FBI at my house.
Oh my.
Oh my goodness.
And they asked me, you know Malcolm? I said, yes. He said, are you planning on going to L.A. for WrestleMania? I said, no.
Like Dragnet.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I said, no. I said, I'm here. I was going to come out to L.A. to beat him up.
My goodness.
I would never do that to somebody.
Now,
that
boys,
I
play nice. Play nice, children. Play nice. I don't want to have to play referee right now, okay? Granny don't want to have to play referee between you children.
Rat Boy's taking on everybody this week, from freaking Bobby Lashley to Malcolm. Who's next? Good Lord.
I don't know. Maybe Ray will be next to Stro.
Oh, can you imagine Ray? Oh, wow.
Oh,
goodness
Lord.
Seeming the sea monster, Brady Hicks, down at the beach. I might have to go after him for a brief fall.
Oh, my.
Oh, you're on a roll, Rat Boy.
I know. My food is kicking away and ready to blow up any day, any time, and anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, I've been thrown in the ring a few times, Rat Boy, but I'm pretty sure that Granny wouldn't be able to wrestle because my body wouldn't allow it. I couldn't move.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, I don't mind.
I got the best idea ever. Everybody's going to hear it first, right here in the morning after.
Okay.
So, what's your idea, Rat Boy?
The main event here in Jersey: the Stroh versus the Rat Boy.
Oh wow!
I guess I was next. He tells everybody just because it was inevitable.
having eggs.
Are you gonna need Granny in your corner, Stro?
I don't know what rapport I need all help I can get.
I tell you, I remember one time when I
that would be one good match, you know, just drawing the fans and all. See me wrestle one more time. So the show could retire me once and for all.
I remember last year when I got to meet Abyss, they were supposed to have a wrestling show in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And needless to say, where they were going to have the wrestling show at, it did not take place. But they did the meet and greet with Abyss, and it was supposed to be a monster ball match. And Abyss specifically told me that, Granny, I'm sorry we didn't get to have the match because I would have had you in my corner.
Yes. Oh, that'd be great.
But, you know, Abyss was such a nice guy. But, you know, that promoter, I'm sorry, guys. You know, I don't ever want to be a promoter for a wrestling company. I mean, I do know I would not want that job for nothing. But I kid
you
not, guys. This was in, and it was in like a, I don't even remember the name of the building it was, but it was like a bar type thing. And the ceiling was so low, and the owner thought they were going to wrestle on wrestling mats like you do in high school wrestling, not in a ring. I mean, there'd been no way. There was no way they could have had that. And the promoter, I never did get my money back from my tickets ever. I never got my money. I never got my money back. And the promoter, he basically stiffed Abyss, you know. And one of my good friends that was there with Kurt Gannon, who's a very good wrestler, he actually gave Abyss some of his frequent flyer miles so Abyss could get back home. This promoter has screwed so many people, guys. I mean, it's unreal what this guy has done to people.
Wow.
And I don't know how. I mean, he was at the venue, Stro, in a pair of like sleep pants, and I don't even remember what design was on them, but it was just. I mean, he wasn't even dressed professionally to be a promoter. I mean, the guy came there in a pair of sleep pants and a T-shirt. You know, and I'm like, and, you know, he tried to make my friend Brandon Buck look bad, you know, and tried to put the blame like it was like everything was Brandon's fault, which it wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you, this guy... I tell you, you always heard that karma's, you know, I'm not going to say the word, but you know where I'm going with this, Stro. Well, I hope that guy gets his, because all the people that he has screwed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy has no business being a part. I mean, this guy makes promoters and gives wrestling a bad name when you deal with people like this.
Right.
You know, and I mean, but getting to meet Abyss was really awesome. He was really a nice guy, really super guy. I really enjoyed meeting
him. That's really cool. That's really cool.
I gotta mention something. I just got an email.
Okay.
My favorite place just reopened. They're reopening up tomorrow. My good, sweet old park, Dhoni Park, Wild Water Kingdom. I'll be going there this weekend.
All right.
Dhoni Park in PA is reopening up tomorrow.
Well, fans, check out the VOCNation.com for all your great podcasts. If you didn't get to hear In the Room show last night, go back and listen to the show. It was awesome show, great times. Check out ProWrestlingTees.com. Lots of great designs out there. I know Stroh's got a new design out there for his shirt. And besides the WCW retro shirt, go out and check out the merchandise and support your favorite podcast. And anything else, guys? I mean, I know we didn't have a lot of news.
Saturday rather. Pro Wrestling Illustrated is going to be involved in AEW's Dynamite show the Saturday. They got a special announcement.
I heard about that. That'll be awesome.
Really cool.
But, guys, prayers for the people that's being affected by Hurricane Laura right now. From what I understand, this hurricane is monstrous from what I saw this morning on the news. So, everybody, prayers for everybody affected on the Gulf Coast from this hurricane. I have friends in Louisiana, and it looks like it's going to hit them pretty hard. So,
yeah, definitely prayers.
But,
everybody.
I guess that's going to do it today, guys. Stroh, thanks for joining us. As always, we appreciate you very, very much, always joining us. And everybody have a good day. Be safe. Be kind to each other. Love each other. And prayers for everybody affected on the Gulf Coast from this nasty hurricane that's happening right now. And I guess we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists, and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, the morning after, right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Brady Hicks and
Homeboy Rap Boy here. I tell you what, we got a good show right here in the afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the VOC Nation.
Talking wrestling, football, news, whatever's going on in the world today.
VOCNation.com.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stroh Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week. Talking dream matches. Taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steiger of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.